The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill Hay, and joining me in the studio now is the Sounds of Silence. But Tom's over here in the glass booth, pushing all the buttons, sliding the slides to make us sound good tonight, and he's got the phone lines open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We can go in 100 different directions if need be. I want to take an opportunity to tell you guys about Brightway Auto. And Brightway Auto is not your typical used car dealership. I got two locations in town to serve you, one in Mayport and one over, the other one is over on Forest Boulevard. I've seen both locations, and I'm not thinking of whether it's Forest or Peach, and I apologize to those folks there at Brightway. But these are not your 1978 Toyota Corolla with 300,000 miles on it that we'll sell on a used car lot. These are, you know, brand new or reasonably new, within a couple of years new, Lexus, Mercedes-Benz, Ford trucks, Corvettes, just about anything that you can think of in the higher higher dollar used car at Brightway Automotive. Go in there and tell them Bill Hay sent you, and see if they can't set you up with a new ride, some new wheels, a new way to get around town. I'm looking here. I'm just scanning through, and I was correct. It's over on Forest Boulevard, not Peach. But they're all kind of run there together. I'm magneted, drawn right into the Harbor Freight Tools there at Beach and Southside. So all the other little streets around there kind of escape me. But they're showing Infinities and BMWs and Mercedes-Benz and Cadillac and also Lexus, all sorts of wonderful vehicles here on their website. So check out Brightway Automotive, a new way to buy used cars right here in Jacksonville. And while you're at it, once you pick up that new used car from Brightway Automotive, drive it over to Cotton's Barbecue and say hello to Yvonne and Fred over there on Rojero Road. That's where I go to eat. I haven't been going there as much as I have in the past because I've been doing the hurricane thing, but kind of back in town now. I, unfortunately, am going to have to run a best-of show next weekend. It is Thanksgiving Day weekend, and it's also the night of the Christmas light parade, and I've got a couple of flights downtown that if you're down there enjoying the Christmas light parade, tune in to a best-of selection here on the radio, but at the same time, you see a white helicopter fly over with green stripes, just wave, and if I see you way down there in the dark, I'll wave back and say hi. But we're getting up on the holiday season now. Don't forget Thursday. Friday is Black Friday. Get out and enjoy the shopping experience. You know, I wanted to go down a different road, and I promised to do it right at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, and I hope she's out there listening. You know, sometimes people walk into your lives, and they get there in kind of strange ways. People meet you on Facebook. I'm experiencing now an interaction with someone I have never met before, but I've been interacting with her for a couple of years now. Always has an incredibly positive and funny outlook. The young lady is a... here's what's interesting. When you get into the higher-dollar bizjet world, the football team owners, the captain of industries, the Wall Street tycoons, they will lease from various different biz jet operations like NetJets or GammaJet or any of the other ExecJet toy store. And sometimes if the jet is big enough, it will come with flight attendants. And these flight attendants have their own little group, and they basically vie for jobs back and forth, not related to the established airlines. And I happened to come across this young lady. Her name is Robin, and she travels all over the country. She's in 100 different cities probably every month. I mean, it's just that much of a travel schedule. But she's always got time to put positive and humorous things up on Facebook. And it's one of those people that come into your life through this modern age of Facebook. You may not ever meet them. Now, I will take this back. I would probably travel to meet this girl in an airport somewhere, just to say hi, shake her hand, maybe have a cup of coffee, and then get on the plane and head back. Because when someone is so positive all the time, even in the face of just terrible adversity in our world, the fires in California or the mass shootings going around the country, and this person not making light of it, but finding a positive way to say, get up, get your day started, get going. And I ran into her on Facebook, and just an absolutely fantastic young lady. And so, Robin, if you're out there listening, thank you. Thank you for all the smiles that you give me every time you get one of these little snarky comments or surveys or pictures. It's just a wonderful way to start my day, because my day is wrapped up in politics and all the nastiness associated. And then I see some cartoon that you put up there and it makes it all better. So thank you, Robin. Going forward, just a minute ago, Nelson has announced that he also agrees that he has no path to victory. He has exhausted every single opportunity the federal courts have allowed him to try and go back and count votes and recount votes. And so it looks like in the next couple of minutes or so, we're going to get a message from Bill Nelson that will indicate that he is conceding that race for U.S. Senate. So we have a Republican governor in the version of Ron DeSantis, kind of a homegrown guy here out of Ponte Vedra. His lovely wife, a former broadcaster here on several local stations in the Jacksonville area, and now moving into the governor's mansion in Tallahassee. And we will see them out and about. And then now the governor, sitting in the governor's mansion, will now move up into the role of senator, and it'll be Senator Rick Scott. And I appreciate that, because I've had a lot of great interaction with the governor, now turned senator, over the last few years, and been very open to any questions, and done quite a few walk and talks with him at various political gatherings around the state. And I look forward to seeing how well he will do. He came in as governor of the state of Florida and promised 700,000 jobs in 7 years, and he got over 1 million jobs in 5 years and has done an amazing job. So I look forward. His motto is, let's get to work, and I have a feeling that he's going to go up there to Washington and shake some things up. We are in for a big shakeup this coming election cycle, or the end of this election cycle, when the new House of Representatives on the federal level gets installed. We have young ladies like Alexandria Cortez, who says she can't even afford to rent an apartment in D.C., but yet she's now going to be a new congresswoman. She is basically the epitome of what we have in our society now, and that is the uninformed voter. The uninformed voter has now elected to Congress the uninformed individual who will go forth into Washington, D.C. and make a plethora of uninformed decisions that those folks that elected her will have to live by. And that is the real shame that's involved with today's mass media elections. We get individuals who can promote themselves online with websites and downloads and glossy little print that shows up in your mailbox. And if you really don't care to do the research and don't take time to do the research, then we end up with people like Alexandria Cortez. Do a little research and find out what this lady is all about, and you will see that things are going to be quite scary here in the last 2 years of Trump's first term. I don't think at this point in time that we have anything to worry about. I think that President Trump will easily win a second term. But we're going to talk about his challenges going forward with a new split in Congress between the House of Representatives and the Senate, and see what kind of challenges lay ahead with Nancy Pelosi back in the driver's seat of the U.S. House of Representatives. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-825. If you've never called before, tonight is the night to do it. Join us on the backside, won't you?
Here's something special for the holidays.
At Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park. From the First Coast Jacksonville to the First City St. Augustine.
It's Fields Holiday Ornament One Price Event with our lowest prices of the year clearly marked on ornament tags that decorate each vehicle in stock.
At Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard. Go to MercedesBenzOfJacksonville.com and MercedesBenzOfOrangePark.com.
It's Fields Holiday Ornament One Price Event.
Plus, get our Fields amenities that include complimentary car washes, loaners, and cafes at no additional charge. During our Holiday Ornament One Price Event at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park. And remember to always see Fields first.
Come see us at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park. Fields matters because you matter.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports. They got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey,
hey, hey. That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I had a message here on Facebook. And by the way, I know I mentioned it several times, but the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. We can get to you real quick now. I know a few of you waited in line for a while when we had the girls from DEMP in here, and I'm glad we got an opportunity to sit and talk with them for a little while. We do that about once a year because it is such a worthwhile cause. But the phone lines are back open for political mayhem now. 222-TALK, 222-8255. I had a message from Facebook that we're talking about Jim Acosta and what my feelings were on his loss of press pass and then being reordered by a federal judge. Here's what really went down. He didn't lose his press credentials. We all have journalistic press credentials. Even I do, a little podunk Jacksonville, Florida broadcaster. Accepted accreditations, which allow us into certain events so that we can supposedly report how those events go from a very unbiased nature. The majors apply... petition to join the White House Press Corps, and you have to sign up. You have to be one of the major broadcasters in our country, and you are issued a White House press pass for the daily briefings that the White House produces. Other people like me can apply for a press pass, and I could get one and go up to Washington, D.C. and go into the White House and stand in the back of the room behind all the cameras. It's first come, first serve. They have standing room for about 30 people. They have seating room for about 50. And if you are one of the 30 that get there in line and they will count you off, then you can go inside and participate in the briefing. They will not call on those that are standing in the back. If you want to be called on to answer a question, you have to be a member of the White House press corps. So Jim Acosta, who over, and it didn't just happen this month, it's been going on for months and months. CNN has tried to make the morning press briefing a CNN briefing, to where any of the information is directed directly at Jim Acosta, who wants to be the center of attention. And quite frankly, when you listen to him, he sounds like a sniveling little kid. Regardless of whether he's a Republican supporter or a Democrat supporter, I don't care. When you just listen to the man by his very nature, he's just a whining little brat. But that being said, he got out of line. He was argumentative with the president of the United States. Now, you may not like Trump, but you should respect the office. The people of the United States of America voted to put him in that office. And when you're invited into what is technically his house for a brief period of time to have him tell you about what his hopes and desires and his policies and the things that are going on, you should be respectful. I wouldn't want anyone, my neighbors or friends or whatever, to be invited into my house and then start an argument with me when I try to explain to them what I'm going to be doing for the rest of the day. That's just ludicrous. And then to have him basically withdraw his arm and then push the arm away from an intern who was trying to recover the mic, because the president had told him basically to shut up and sit down. And he has every right to do that. And the intern, acting as she should have, went over to recover the microphone from him. And he basically, you know, pushed her away. And you don't want to be, first of all, the interns are young college kids. You don't want to be brutalizing young college kids by, you know, slapping their hand down and taking them, you know, and withdrawing the mic. That's, you know, just give it up, and maybe they will let you ask another question at some point in time down the line if you learn how to have proper manners. But Jim Acosta has turned the morning press briefing into the Jim Acosta show because he's not a strong enough journalist to get a show on his own. He's, you know, CNN knows that he could never carry even a half-hour morning briefing show by himself. And so they relegate him to going to these morning press briefings and then putting out a blog that basically only nut jobs listen to in the first place or read. And then he decides he's going to amp it up a notch by getting in a argument, a volley back and forth over semantics with the president of the United States. And it happened with me personally with a local broadcaster here on Channel 4 on a Facebook page, constantly wanting to go back and forth with me over his station's agenda versus what the actual truth is. And what I tried to express when I spoke to the Southside Businessman's Club the other day is that news is dead in the United States. With the advent of the internet and Twitter and Instagram and all of these other social media sources, the idea of Pop coming home, kicking off his shoes, putting his pipe in his mouth, grabbing his newspaper, reclining back in the Lazy Boy and finding out what went on today, that is long gone and about as old as the guy who manufactured the last buggy whips here in the United States. When we have our local television stations, they have to develop stories that drive an agenda, that get people to watch, so that those people that watch will fill out a ratings book at the end of a quarter, and then they can take the stats from that ratings book and go out to John Q. Public's small business and say, hey, give me $4,000 and I'll give you a commercial and we'll run it three times a week, and you will double your business in a month. And that's garbage. It's just not going to happen. Anybody that tells you that you can run television advertising and double your business in a month is might as well be selling you land east of Miami, because it just doesn't exist. That kind of revenue profile doesn't exist. I will tell you that I'm happy that WOKV announced that their music profile or their profile went from what is basically talk radio of a political standpoint, that they're now going to be a sports channel, which means that more people will be listening to me and others like me, like the Ed Dean Show on Monday mornings, Monday through Friday. Ed Dean is here in the studio doing his political commentary and doing it quite well, I might add. And then you will have me here on Saturday nights from 6 to 9. And then hopefully starting right after the first of the year, you will have me Monday through Friday from 5 to 6 every day here on the station. So that will give me an hour every day of the week and 3 hours on Saturday. Woohoo! And I'm looking forward to that. But when we get back to the Jim Acosta thing, they drug President Trump through the mud day after day after day, and finally he just got tired of it and said, sit down. And when he did the little interaction with the intern, they pulled his White House press pass. They didn't pull his press credentials. He's still allowed to be the mediocre, lackluster journalist that he always has been. He just has to do it on his blog, and he has to get his information from someone else other than actually being there in the room. It really didn't affect him all that much to begin with, but he wanted to make a show out of it. And then to add insult to injury, I haven't even been drinking, folks. To add insult to injury, they went to a federal court judge that Trump had appointed. And that federal court judge ruled against President Trump and forced the White House to give Jim Acosta his press pass back. And I think that's wrong. I think it sets the wrong precedent, because now that Jim Acosta has done it, all of them will jump on that bandwagon of being disrespectful in the White House. They will jump on the bandwagon of being argumentative with the president. And I really wouldn't be surprised if you see the president show up less and less often for these White House press briefings. And God help the person that gets sideways with Sarah Sanders Huckabee, because you might as well be trying to put a daisy on a pit bull. She is not going to take it for very long. And she is very good at making great comeback comments that are filmed by all of your colleagues and then immediately appear on YouTube. So, Jim, look out. Sarah's going to be loaded for bear at the next White House press briefing. And I guarantee you that if you get sideways with her at that point in time, you're in for a rough ride. I think that you will see, if anything comes out of this, you will see a kinder, gentler Jim Acosta in the coming weeks. So that was kind of a long-winded version of an answer to Mark as to what I thought about the Jim Acosta situation. That's it. I actually have a desire that I'm going to go ahead and apply for one of these press briefing passes, and right after the first of the year, sometime between the first of the year and the installation of the new Congress, before the city elections get hot and heated here in the Jacksonville area, I'm probably going to go up to Washington, D.C. at least for a day or two and try and get one of those standing room passes for the back of the room, just so that I can say that I've done it. You've been listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. If you'd like to reach us on the phone, you can. I know we have one call waiting. I look forward to getting to them when you get back. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We got a topic here that came up off our social media site about civility in the workplace and civility in the polling place. And then another one that I'm really looking forward to delving into, and it's just, Bill, make a comment on selfies by women in workout gear. They don't want us to treat us as sexual objects, but then they tend to seem to want to pose in workout gear every opportunity they get. Wow, that's going to be a deep comment I'm going to have on that. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. Join us on the backside, won't you? 222-TALK, 222-8255.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrip. Well, Andrew Gillum has conceded his election bid to become governor of Florida. He made a statement on Facebook Live this afternoon saying that he knows now that Ron DeSantis has won. Meanwhile, the hand counting continues in the Florida Senate race as embattled Broward County Election Supervisor Brenda Snipes admits over 2,000 ballots have been misfiled but insists they're still in the elections building. Counters have until noon Sunday deadline to turn in their numbers. Nancy Pelosi believes she has the votes to return as House Majority Leader in January. President Trump supports her. The president saying today he'll do what he can to see that she gets the votes needed to reclaim the gavel. And the president, meantime, continues his tour of California wildfire sites. He's getting firsthand updates from Governor Jerry Brown, Governor-elect Gavin Newsom, as well as first responders. This is SRN News.
The first thing you're going to have to learn is that until you stop expecting our politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person going to change your life is you, but you need to know how.
Want to learn how? Meet Del Walmsley's Lifestyles Unlimited team and get your map to retirement in 5 years or less. Saturday, December 15th from noon to 4 at the Doubletree by Hilton Grand Hotel Biscayne Bay. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
It's time to start planning your 2018 Christmas party, and the Salem Center is the perfect location. We have an auditorium that can be decorated beautifully, and we can host your get-together for as few as 20 people or as many as 400. Plus, the Salem Center has that wow factor you will want for your holiday party. A sit-down lunch or dinner? Yes, we can do that. A mix-and-mingle event? Yep, we can do that too. An auditorium-style Christmas program? Of course, we can do it all. And also, with a memorable style at a price point that is very reasonable. So give us a call now. We have space available, but we are filling up very quickly. The number, 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Ask for our hospitality directors, Angie or Beverly. Call now, 861-0440. Again, that's 861-0440. Ask for Angie or Beverly. 861-0440. That's 861-0440.
Find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty has multiple 3 to 4 bedroom homes available for rent in the Intercoastal area, many with community pools. A beautiful new 4 bedroom in Buccaneer Point, 4 bedroom with 3-car garage in Windsor Chase, 3 bedroom with 2nd floor bonus room in Johns Creek. Rent a 3,100 square foot gorgeous 4 bedroom in Old Mill Creek between Town Center and Tinseltown. For information on these and other rentals, call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 241-5501 or HFR Jack.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
It's 8:33. The Hartford Expressway looks good in both directions from Beach Boulevard over the river and up to East 8th Street. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 53. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow and Monday with a high both days, mid-70s. Right now it's 63 on the First Coast at Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Let's go to the lines here real quick and pick up a line from Marty. Marty, welcome to the show. How you doing, buddy? You're down at Light of Nights, or Light the Nights in St. Augustine.
I just left Nights of Lights with my wife. And I just want to say that again, most of 99 9/10% of the people were beautiful. There were a bunch of people protesting. I would have to call up Chattahoochee, and I think they had some mental patients escape because they looked like they belonged in a mental institution. They had signs with all sorts of allegations about the city that I've lived in for 25 years. And they more probably are talking about Pretoria, South Africa, as far as discrimination. But anyway, we had a lovely time. We ate out at a restaurant. We're on St. George Street now, and it, to me, I call this St. Augustine's Mardi Gras. And it's really nice, and I look forward to it every year. I wanted to make a few comments politically, if I may. And that is, I'm very glad that my candidates won, but I want to make some predictions that the same elements who beat up Trump supporters, after Trump won, there's going to be a lot of old people, old Caucasian people who are going to be getting beaten up because Gillum and Abrams didn't win in Albany. And as far as George Soros, this shows you that your vote does count, because with the money, Bloomberg, I forgot who Bloomberg gave some money to, but there were millions of dollars given by socialists and communists for the other side, and you know what? It didn't work.
Right.
So I just want people to know that it's still the greatest country in the world. I'm looking forward to a government that sent this. We take Mr. Gillum, and he probably didn't mean well. He probably has some psychological problem as far as what he wanted to do to Florida. But at least we have 4 years, and I want to say that I hope the count is finished with Scott. But if it doesn't show in his favor, well, we've tolerated Nelson for so many years. I would rather have Nelson than Gillum as governor.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I appreciate your call tonight, Marty, and thank you. And I hope you continue to have a good time down there and continue to call and talk with us here on I'm Speaking Plenty. Marty, a longtime listener, longtime caller into the show. If you haven't gone to the Night of Lights, it goes on now, I think, until into the first week in February, February 2nd or February 7th, one of those 2 days. They are pretty interesting with respect to how they do their Christmas lighting on the town plaza and some of the businesses. They do not want any of the businesses, and apparently you can get fined if you do. You can decorate your businesses with all the Christmas lights you want to decorate, but they don't want you to turn them on until 6 p.m. tonight. And tonight was the first night, and they make a big deal about at exactly 6 p.m., they throw the switch and all the lights come on all up and down the walkways there in St. Augustine. And it's quite a sight to see, and multiple tens of thousands of people show up to walk the streets down there and have a good time. This year is the first. You heard him talking about protesters. This year is the first first time they have actually separated protesters in the public square from the other folks, and posted police officers to make sure that they had a spot to protest, but that those protesters didn't try to interact with anyone else that was using the park, so that they got their right, their First Amendment right, to stand and protest, but they were forced to use some decorum. This is Christmas time, folks, and in the St. Augustine area, I know that all the news channels will cover it tonight. There is a small group of sick and demented people who still think that we can make everyone feel better and warm and fuzzy by tearing down the Confederate monuments. I don't know what that means to the average person, whether you're black or white. If you take a monument down, do all of a sudden you're going to live longer and sleep better and lose weight faster and feel so much better about yourself because you don't have to look at some monument of a Confederate general that you never knew personally, didn't live down the street from you, didn't beat you up on the school bus? We have got to turn this idea around that we can ignore history, remove history from our textbooks, and therefore change the fate of our nation. And I want to go to Justin real quick because he has a similar topic, and that is the opinion of removing cursive handwriting from our schools. Justin, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was concerned about the way they do their reviews of votes based on handwriting. With them no longer teaching cursive writing in schools, what is that going to do to affect our voting process in our next election?
Well, the young lady that is in charge of the Broward County Supervisor of Elections office, apparently she was taught cursive writing in school, and apparently has some residents down there that don't know how to sign their own name. And I'm not quipping funny about that. I know that my signature is hard to read. Thank you for your call tonight, Justin. I appreciate it. I know that my signature is hard to read. It hasn't changed much since I was in high school. That's one of the big issues that takes place here in our voting system is you register to vote when you're 18 and you sign your name on your voter's registration card, and then you never go down and update it in your 20s or your 30s. You know, there are opportunities in life where you have to kind of maybe change your handwriting a little bit to make it more legible to the average person. Let's say you're a lawyer or you're a real estate agent, and it's important for you to sign more clearly. Maybe you get married and you don't go and update your registration card, and all of a sudden you turn in a vote by mail, or you look at your driver's license signature doesn't match the signature that they have on file for you at the SOE, the Supervisor of Elections office, and your vote doesn't count. I know that doctors, when you're in high school and you sign your name, you sign it one way. For some reason or another, there's some strange malformation that takes place in the brain whenever a guy goes through college and then goes through medical school and then goes in residency and then gets out and gets in private practice and has to write a prescription. His writing turns from something in high school that you could actually kind of read to something that looks like it was drawn by an alien life form from the planet Zed. So, because you just see these doctors write out these scripts and they're writing out for a pill count and the name of the drug that he's trying to issue to you and how many times a day, and you look at that prescription and you just don't understand how the pharmacist is going to fill that. And I actually had a discussion. I don't get prescriptions because of my pilot's license, but I had the opportunity to discuss that with someone who had to go by and pick up a prescription, and I ended up driving them. And I looked at it, and I couldn't tell what he had written there. And I actually had a discussion with the Walgreens pharmacist. I said, "Do you know what that is?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "How do you know what that is?" He said, "Well, you just learn to read doctors' shorthand." I said, "Do you ever come upon a script that somebody has issued to you and you can't read it?" And he said, yeah, sure, all the time. We follow it up with a phone call. But the possibility exists that you take a script in there and the pharmacist says, "Oh, we're going to give you some amoxicillin to fight that nasty infection." And then, you know, he doesn't read it correctly. And the next thing you walk out with is some kind of ED medication. So the little blue pill. It's important, I guess, to go down to the Supervisors of Elections office as much as you possibly can and update your signature. You know, why not do it every 5 years to make sure that they've still got a card on file for you? Why not go down and update it at least since you filed? I mean, if you're my age, I would have updated it 3 or 4 times by now. I do go down and check mine, and it is updated. It has been updated within the last 2004. I guess I went down there and updated my signature. So I encourage you, it's free. Why not stop in there? Go down to the elections office downtown. If you need to do a vote by mail, remember that you have to reapply for those, what used to be called absentee ballots. You have to reapply for those every 2 federal election cycles. So if you don't get a reminder card, which the Jacksonville Supervisor of Elections this time decided that he wasn't going to mail out the reminder cards to save on employee workload and printing cost. And in the grand scheme of things, when you look at it, there were probably a great deal of Republicans that did not vote. And, you know, I'd be a little concerned about that if it were me. I don't do vote by mail, but had I been someone who had a propensity to do every election in a vote by mail circumstance, I'd be wondering why my ballot didn't show up after a short period of time. So we have to kind of be responsible for our own actions, be proactive in our voting process, make sure that that we're still on the rolls, make sure our signatures are correct, make sure our mailing address is correct. And if you don't get a ballot that you've asked for in a mail-in vote, you know, go down and vote on election day. Go down and vote early if you want to. Just make sure that you get out there and participate in the democratic process of casting your vote. This is I'm Speaking Plainly. We're going to step away for a minute. We'll be right back.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, November 23rd through Sunday, November 25th, it's Christmas Made in the South at the Prime Osborne Convention Center. Check online for daily hours. Saturday, November 24th at 6:30 p.m., it's the 2018 Jacksonville Light Boat Parade on the riverfront in downtown Jacksonville. And Saturday, November 24th at 7 p.m., it's Martina McBride in concert at the Florida Theater.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty has multiple 3 to 4 bedroom homes available for rent in the intercoastal area, many with community pools. A beautiful new 4 bedroom in Buccaneer Point, 4 bedroom with 3-car garage in Windsor Chase, 3 bedroom with 2nd floor bonus room in Johns Creek. Rent a 3,100 square foot gorgeous 4 bedroom in Old Mill Creek between Town Center and Tinseltown. For information on these and other rentals, call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 241-5501 or HFRJack.com.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riesch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riesch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Riesch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Riesch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Riesch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Riesch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
A brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Holly, you better get back on the phone. You dropped off the line there, and we were coming to you next. So let's go to line one and bring up Paul. Paul, good evening and welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Well, as we now know, DeSantis is the certified winner.
No, no, wait. As we all know, you owe me a free lunch.
Well, exactly.
Okay.
As we all know, I lost the bet. However, I know you're a busy man, and you really don't know me. So, how about if I just mail you a Golden Corral gift card?
Okay, Paul, I'd much rather enjoy that lunch from you,
Think about it. If I send you the gift card, then you can go anytime you want, and you don't have to worry about me annoying you with my Leave It to Beaver 2018 routine.
You know, I kind of miss that Leave It to Beaver 2018. I'm sure you'll be back on track with that going into the city election cycle coming up.
I wanted to ask something. I got some old business here. If you got time, you said this about maybe 2 months ago one night, and if I understood you correctly, you said that beginning in 2020, 2 years from now, that there's some kind of new law or new rule that every primetime TV show has to have a gay and lesbian character.
No, not every show. What they, the AMPUS, the American Motion Picture. American, oh gosh, now you got me. Anyway, AMPUS, It used to be the SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, and I will get the acronym right in a minute. The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences. Wow, sorry, I had to dig my card out of my wallet to see it. Anyway, they want 20% of all primetime shows to air with an alternative lifestyle character. It can be a transgender, can be a homosexual, lesbian, or gay. By then, I don't know, we'll have some no gender affiliation, I'm not sure, but they want them to occupy 20% of our airwaves. And to be honest with you, Paul, it's happening all the time now with respect to just our television commercials. There is a commercial running on television right now for Nemours, where
I saw that. Yep. Yeah.
And you're talking about Nemours being a neurological, a medical associated facility, and yet here we are, homosexuality being a mental disorder, being advertised as something normal for two men to adopt a child that has a neurological disorder. It almost seems like the dog chasing his own tail. But that's, like I said, that's my personal opinion. But yeah, Nemours is doing it. Cheerios started it out with their heart commercial. The Campbell Soup folks did it. Match.com, which I would have never, ever in my wildest dreams, has put out an interracial commercial. So we're being flooded with the idea that these type of new lifestyles are acceptable and should be referred to just as the norm, and it's disheartening.
It's more than just black and white. I saw a commercial for, I think it was either Nissan or Lexus the other night, and it was an obviously Hispanic male with an obviously Asian female.
Right. Yeah, the idea is, let's just muddy the waters as much as we possibly can, and going forward, everyone will accept this, as a standard operating procedure. Paul, I got some lines backing up in about 4 minutes to clear them. Thank you, buddy. I will look forward to hearing from you in the future. Paul is a regular welcome guest on our show, and I look forward to having him call me back in and tell me about that golden crown. We got a gift card, Tom. Woohoo! We got a gift card coming. Let's go. Holly's online too. We'll take Holly. Holly, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good, sweetie. Can't wait to get you back in here in the studio. Tell your husband I said hello. I hear you guys got a train crash up there.
Yeah, they did. We weren't there, but so it wasn't my fault.
Okay. Not commenting on your driving, I'm sure.
No,
that...
No, not comment. No, if anybody's driving, it would have been Eric's, because he drives everything like it's a patrol car.
So. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, I totally shift gears here. Called to see what you had on your agenda for dinner for Thursday.
Not Big Mac.
Because you're invited to break bread with us. You know, we always have prime rib and ham and mashed potatoes and chocolate cake and pecan pie. And I just didn't want you to be pitiful and eating at a McDonald's with two or three other people.
Okay, well, Thanksgiving is a family type of thing. This will be, someone that you know from school. I had actually, for the last 11 years, had been going to his family celebration of Thanksgiving. And this year, his mother and father have both passed away, so I won't be going there. So my Thanksgiving will involve, I just found out Cracker Barrel is open on Thanksgiving, and they serve a lot of the single losers like myself who have no wife, no kids.
My niece's husband is in the military, and he usually invites a few friends that don't have any place to go because their family's far away, and it's usually a pretty good crowd, so you're more than welcome to come and join us, and we have a good time. And
I truly appreciate that offer, Holly, and I'll talk with you more about it off the air. I really like the whole idea of Thanksgiving is an idea of going around family to family and being thankful for all of the things that you have in your life now and in your family and memories and all of the wonderful things that make Thanksgiving, kind of the forgotten holiday. We go from Halloween And then the next thing is Walmart's got all the Christmas trees up, and people kind of forget the whole idea of giving thanks. And I think we all need to take an opportunity on Thursday to don't spend a great deal of time working. Just, you know, sit there and enjoy the fellowship of friends and family, and be thankful for the fact that not only did you wake up that day, but every other day previous to that, and hopefully moving forward that you'll still get a chance to wake up again. So, yep. You know, look for when are you going to be back in here in the studio, hon?
I don't know. I was actually thinking today about we need to plot another gripe night. We haven't had one in a while.
So. We do. We need to plot that and get it over at Cotton's Barbecue. And I got something to surprise you with. I'll surprise all the listeners right now. There's a possibility that I might become a restaurateur. I know that's a big step. I'll tell you guys more about it, but it'll be after the first of the year. But I might be involved and throw my name into a little local sandwich shop that we're developing in and around the Craig Airport area. So I look forward to seeing that come to fruition. Holly, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Call me off the air, and we'll talk about what you guys got going on for the weekend.
Then. Have a great night.
See you there. Bye. And so I'll ask you, Mr. Producer. Oh, Justin's on three. So let's pick up Justin. Justin, welcome back to the show.
Yes, sir. I love and support Cotton's Barbecue. They got the greatest turkey sandwich that I've ever had.
Oh, they have great stuff going on.
Yes, they do. The fact of the GTB, I'm not sure, the alphabet people, so
right.
I've been told that they were called, the 20% coverage doesn't represent the actual count of the them being actually 2% of the population.
I don't even think it's 2%, Justin. You ding, ding, ding. You got the winner for tonight for paying attention to how this sneaks in on us. They want to project that our country is made up of the alphabet people, LGBT, TASHQ, LMNOP, whatever you want to call it. They don't want to occupy 20% of our population, but yet they want folks to believe that that they do, and that's how they sneak into making us accept that as normal behavior.
Yeah, and that's all I see on regular TV is it's like it's the norm. It's not the norm.
Nope.
They're technically, in my opinion, they're the abnormal, which doesn't, it's not a bad thing, I guess you could say. But it's not the normal thing.
I understand, and I agree with you, Justin. It's not the normal thing, and it causes young children that see this on television to wonder, you know, what they've been taught and whether or not what they've been taught is correct. Justin, thank you for your call tonight. We are wrapping up this particular edition of I'm Speaking Plainly. Going into the holiday season, I won't get a chance to be here with you guys on the Saturday following this week of thanks and Black Friday shopping and all that goes with it. Saturday night is the light boat parade and the big fireworks celebration downtown. I'll be doing a couple of flights for that. I really hope that you'll tune in for a best of show this week. We'll probably try and go back in the archives and see if we can find a Thanksgiving Day show that we had before. During the course of this next week, if there's something we didn't cover tonight that you'd like for us to cover, you can send me an email, bill@600wbob.com, bill@600wbob.com, or you can reach me all the time on Facebook. I try to return each and every one of the messages I get. Through the course of this next week, enjoy that time with your friends and family.